This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has launched underground ballistic missiles. The launch is part of an exercise involving a fake aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz. That's according to state television report on Wednesday, and represents the latest barrage in a drill that saw two American bases temporarily go on alert over the launches on Tuesday. State TV says drones separately targeted the bridge of the fake aircraft carrier. The state TV report did not immediately air footage of the launches, nor did it identify the missiles used in the drill. The drill underlines the lingering threat of military conflict between Iran and the U.S. As cities and countries across the world continue to try to curb the spread of the new coronavirus, the United States is approaching another stark reminder of how deadly the virus is. According to Johns Hopkins University, nearly 150,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. The U.S. leads the world in deaths from the coronavirus, which has seen more than 661,000 overall. Meanwhile, French health authorities reported 1,392 additional confirmed cases of the new virus Wednesday, the highest daily increase in more than a month. U.S. officials say Russian intelligence officers are spreading disinformation about the coronavirus pandemic through the English language website. The aim is to exploit a crisis that America is struggling to contain before the November presidential election. Via remote, this is VOA News. The World Bank Group's private sector arm said Wednesday it is launching a $4 billion financing platform aimed at boosting the production and supply of critical healthcare products in developing countries to help fight the coronavirus pandemic. The International Finance Corps initiative is largely aimed at private sector projects to manufacture products such as personal protective equipment, ventilators, and other medical equipment, coronavirus test kits, therapeutic drugs, and vaccines. The European Union will make $53 million available to increase the collection of plasma from COVID-19 survivors for the treatment of people who contract the disease. That, according to a spokesman who talked to Reuters. The move confirms the EU's growing confidence in experimental therapies based on so-called convalescent plasma. The plasma is currently used in hospitals for direct transfusions to critically ill patients and is being tested to develop possible medicines against COVID-19. Money is coming from an emergency fund that the European Union has so far used only for highly sensitive issues throughout the pandemic. Grants will be distributed to blood collection centers to help them buy new equipment, such as testing kits and machines that separate plasma from blood. Portugal's unemployment rate rose to 7% in June. That's up from a revised 5.9% in May, as tens of thousands of jobs were wiped out amid the coronavirus pandemic, according to official data on Wednesday. The overall number is likely to be substantially higher as many workers stopped looking for jobs in the lockdown. Around 180,000 jobs have gone since February, a month before a six-week long lockdown. National Statistics Institute data showed this information. Greece will this year return 1.4 billion euros to pensioners whose income was slashed during the financial crisis of the past decade. The prime minister of the conservative government made the decision following a top court ruling which said that some pensions cut imposed in 2015 and 2016 were illegal. The money will be distributed to about 2 million private and public sector pensions, according to a government official. The decision is expected to burden this year's budget. NASA is set to launch an ambitious mission to Mars Thursday with the liftoff of its next-generation Perseverance rover, a six-wheeled robot tasked with deploying a mini-helicopter, testing out equipment for future human missions, and searching for traces of past Martian life. The $2.4 billion mission slated for liftoff at 7:50 a.m. from Florida's Cape Canaveral. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.